Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock. Right here on AM 1220, The Word, and we should be joined with our special guest, Steve Krause, here in just a few minutes. But while we're waiting for that, let me just update you on a couple of things, remind you that you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And, of course, I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and you can find out more about our church and everything there. Just go to livewithpastoral.com, follow the links, and we'll have some more information that about the our church and all at the end of the program as well. I also want to remind you here while we're waiting for our guest that Senate Bill 23 is the Ohio Heartbeat Bill. It is in the Health, Human Services, and Medicaid Committee of the Ohio Senate, and it is doing well. I had the opportunity to be down there last Tuesday in Columbus, listening to the people giving testimony in support of Senate Bill 23. Pray that all goes well. Looks like it will pass through the committee and soon be voted on by the Senate, then off to the House. And when it gets into the House, then, of course, it'll go through committee there, then the House vote, and off to Governor DeWine's desk. And his campaign promise was he would sign the heartbeat bill if it comes to him. So pray that that goes through. Well, we have our guest waiting for us right now. We have Steve Krause on the line with us. And Steve Krause, welcome to Live with Pastor Al this afternoon.
Thank you, Pastor Al. It's great to be with you and your listeners.
Well, it's really great to have you. You have an incredible story, and I was glad to be able to meet you out at the Medina County Friends and Neighbors meeting a couple of weeks ago out at the Valley City, and really great presentation talking about the things that you've gone through, which would have probably made most people either become very bitter or just cower and slink away, but you've stood strong throughout it all, and that's why I wanted to have you on the program here today. Some of our listeners are familiar with you. You're a name that should be familiar to many of our listeners, and plus you've got your book Checkmate, talking about your story there. And Steve, if you could give us a quick synopsis of your background, how God prepared you for the challenges that you faced, if we could do that real quick. And before you do that, actually interject here a second, I want to thank you for your service, fellow Air Force veterans, so thank you for that. Steve, give us a good quick rundown on your background that our listeners need to know about.
Sure. Well, hey, first of all, thank you for your service as well. I'm a Buckeye. I was born in Ohio over in Toledo area, Bowling Green, and my father was a Navy veteran. He was after the Korean War. And I grew up in Sandusky, Ohio, Cedar Point, for those who don't know where Sandusky is, vacation land. And I just work hard and try. I was raised by my parents. I was raised Lutheran. Went into the service when I was 17 or 18 years old in 1977 when I graduated from college. And I found Jesus as my Lord and Savior in an independent Amen. Baptist church in North Carolina where I was stationed at Seymour Johnson Air Force Base. Anyways, I spent 11 years active duty Air Force and then another 7 years as a contractor in the Air Force. I worked on highly sophisticated avionics electronics. I worked Special Forces for the MH-53J Pueblo, the AC-130 combat talent, or the MC-130 combat talent, and what a lot of Marines out there would know, fellow service members, is the AC-130 gunship, which is aerial artillery. Anyways, the Lord has used, coming to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and prepares us. We don't always know what path we're going to go on, but the Lord takes us on the path, and actually His ways are better than our ways, and His thoughts are better than our thoughts, and long story short, I spent, like I said, 11 years active duty Air Force, another 7 years as a contractor. I got an engineering degree. I ended up leaving that in 95 because of, personal reasons. And I went into business for myself. I became a licensed auctioneer, licensed real estate agent. I actually did some field work for coal-fired power plants for a number of years, traveled all around the world again. I was in the first Gulf War, so I've been under fire. I know what it's like to be the one that everybody's counting on to get the job done. And when I saw the country going the wrong direction after Barack Obama's election in 2009, and I saw the economy take a downturn, I felt compelled in my heart to run for office. And so I got involved politically. And in 2014, I was asked by the local Erie County Republican Party to run for state representative. Now, Pastor Al, I didn't want to run for state rep. I was a federal guy, and I'd been running for Congress. As a matter of fact, 2 years earlier, I was in the primary. I ran in the 2012 primary against, you know, the better-known individual by the name of Joe the Plumber. Now, I didn't win that race, but I garnished a lot of votes. I came within 843 votes of winning. So in 2014, I was going to run for Congress again, and I pulled all my petitions. And then the party asked me to run for state rep instead. Well, I didn't want to do that. And I said no several times because I didn't want to go to Columbus. But a friend of mine told me I should pray about it. So I did, and I know you never have done this, but I prayed for a week and a half. And actually, I wasn't praying about it. I was arguing with God. Now, I know you've never argued with God, right? But I would ask God, God, do you want me to do this? And he would say yes. And I would put my finger in my ear and wiggle it, and I'd say, well, I'm not sure I heard you, God. So the next day I asked him again. And after a week and a half of that, 3 days before the deadline, I threw away my congressional petitions, and I ran around in a snowstorm to get enough signatures to get on the state ballot for state representative. And I got on the ballot. I ran a race I wasn't supposed to win against a 11-year incumbent and, at that time, the chairman of the Ohio Democrat Party, the most powerful Democrat in Ohio. Now, I wasn't supposed to win. I was the dog and pony show. But lo and behold, miracle after miracle, and I outline them in my book, God intervened, and he showed me why this race and why I was the right person for this race. And on election night, miracle of miracles, I defeated the Goliath. I won the race that I wasn't supposed to win. Well, it was a shock, both not only to the people up here, but it was a shock to Columbus because Columbus hadn't helped me, neither the Republican Party or the Democrats saw it coming. So then, in a long story short, all hell came against me to get the seat back. And I detailed in my book, Checkmate, One Man's Fight Against Political Corruption, how the judiciary has what's called a political hit squad. And they'll go out and they have retired visiting judges and special prosecutors that do specialized cases to take people out. Well, they wanted the seat back. They wanted the power back. And so they charged me with theft for something supposedly I stole several months earlier in April of 2014. And I wasn't going to resign my seat. They told me twice they'd drop the three felony charges. I was facing 8 to 10 years, but they drop it all to diversion, a slap on the hand if I would just resign my seat. And they offered me that twice. Well, I went to trial. It was a very questionable trial. I now have new evidence that proves that the star prosecution witness perjured themselves and that the state withheld evidence, which is a constitutional violation. But anyways, they found me guilty in a kangaroo court, removed me from office, and I've been fighting to regain my good name and prove my innocence. I'm an innocent man wrongfully convicted. And what's interesting about this, Pastor Al, is that what happened in 2014 to me on a smaller scale is exactly what's happened to Trump in 2016. He walked on, won a race he wasn't supposed to, and now all hell's come against him, hook or crook, between the FBI and the judiciary, trying to get him out of office. and they're making up stories or doing whatever they can. And what I learned in this is it's really not a battle between Republican and Democrat. It's a battle between good and evil. It's just like abortion. If abortion isn't wrong, nothing is wrong. And there's people that are so addicted to power today that they will do anything. And it's basically the deep state. It's the party of power. They'll do anything to hang on to that power. And somebody like me, who they didn't own, who they didn't control, because I'm a child of the Most High God, I bring light into darkness. Well, they couldn't stand that. So they had to get me out of office.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, for our listeners listening to your story here, you know, the first thing that came to my mind when I was hearing your story and also in reading your book is where Paul wrote to the Ephesians, where he said, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world." Mm-hmm. And then especially the last part of that verse where he says, "Against spiritual wickedness in high places." And as your book lays out the events, it shows, you know, the corruption that reaches all the way up through our state government. And like you said, it's a microcosm of what's happening on the federal level. And in fact, I want to encourage our listeners to get a copy of your book. How could they do that?
They could go to buy checkmate.com. And that will take them right to the Amazon link. Or you can just go to Amazon and type my name in. But it's www.buycheckmate.com. Or go to Amazon, type in Steve Kraus, that's K-R-A-U-S, Checkmate, One Man's Fight Against Political Corruption. And it's right there for $19.99, and I would greatly appreciate it. You know, the thing is, God prepares us. All of that training I had in the military, all of that worldwide experience traveling around the world. When I was in avionics electronics, I worked on multi-million dollar aircraft, and I had to be 100% right 100% of the time. And if I wasn't, planes fall out of the sky and people die. There's real world consequences. Well, when I got into politics and I actually won this race and went down to the state house and I was actually sworn in as a state representative, in 2015, I found out most of those people, now not all of them, but most of them, Pastor Al, don't care if they're right 10% of the time. It just, in that world, it doesn't matter. And we see that played out today. There's things that are being proposed on a national, I mean, abortion now to allow babies to die on the table and let the mother decide if they're aborted alive. There's this new representative, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Green
right.
Deal,
mm-hmm.
which is actually going to bankrupt the country. People are saying, well, it'll make people poor. Listen, it's going to cause massive death if we shut down our coal-fired power plants, if we shut down our natural gas power plants, shut down our nuclear. Up here in Ohio, a lot of people will freeze to death because wind and solar can't provide enough baseload energy. We'll just have blackouts and brownouts all the time.
Oh, absolutely. So, I remember asking somebody one time, okay, we go totally solar, what do we do at night?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, it works in Australia. And I thought, well, okay, that's a good...
We don't live in Australia.
And anybody here in northeastern Ohio, I'm looking out of the studio right now, I'm seeing... the typical northeastern Ohio sky, clouds, not much sun. And you're absolutely right about the energy. I mean, it's what makes our society work the way that it works. And, rather than get distracted off too much onto the energy, I could go on a long time about that.
Oh, sure.
I wanted to come back. You were mentioning about the abortion situation. And, you know, money that's involved in the abortion industry, as some of these videos have come out, you know, showing people, talking with people about prices for baby parts and things like that. But the spiritual wickedness that we see there, I was down in Columbus just this past Tuesday during the hearings on Senate Bill 23, the Ohio heartbeat mm-hmm. bill. And while one of the, I think a pediatrician or a radiologist or something was talking about the event that caused him to say that he was never going to do abortions again and not participate in them, I'm not going to describe all the detail, but he was describing a selective reduction, a woman that had triplets. They didn't think they could handle triplets, but they thought they could handle twins. So they were going to selectively reduce the pregnancy by basically killing one of the triplets. And he's describing the imaging, you know, as this baby is fighting for its life in the womb, and the mother is going hysterical seeing it, the father's saying, don't look, and the doctor says, turn the screen around so they can't see. And, you know, most people were having the reaction that you just had right now, you know, revulsion, horror, disgust, shock. And there were three ladies, to use the term euphemistically, I guess, representing Planned Parenthood that were sitting two rows ahead of me. And two of the women were laughing and nudging each other and gesturing at the guy talking and giggling about what he was describing. Now, if that's not satanic and a picture of the wickedness that we're up against, and when somebody like you steps out into the arena, you become a target, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what you just described, that's horrific. I mean, it's a reprobate mind.
Yes.
It's a heart that's been hardened. I mean, they you know, talk about God hardened Pharaoh's heart. These people are hardened.
Mm-hmm.
It's pure evil. How you can kill an innocent child and laugh about it.
Yes.
Sell the body parts for profit and think somehow that that's okay. I just, you know, you got me in a whole nother realm, because I believe that the heartbeat bill, you know, actions have consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just tell you, when I won that election in 2014, the reason it was so imperative, what was so important, was because up until that time, I live up here on the North Coast, Ohio, on Lake Erie. This was all Democrat. It was all blue. And when I won in 2014, it was the first time a Republican held that state representative seat. It was the 89th Ohio House District in 44 years. Well, that was a tremendous victory. That was a big surprise. But what allowed us to do, what allowed me to do, what God allowed me to do, was to meet people like Christina Hagan, State Representative Christina Hagan. She brought the heartbeat bill to me, and that was I was one of the first people to co-sponsor her legislation. When that worked through the House in the 131 General Assembly and finally got vetoed by Kasich, the person who replaced me, when they took me out of office, the representative that replaced me voted against it. He was the vote that killed it from getting passed back in the last year of 2017, before the, or 2016. So my point is that they took me out of office. The heartbeat bill then went down in flames. Christina Hagan reintroduced it again, and it failed this time in the Senate, and now they're reintroducing it a third time. Of course, Christina Hagan's not there anymore.
Right. Senator Rogner, who actually is my senator, Ohio senator, is the one who's introduced it in the Senate. So, and it seems to be on a fast track from what I can tell, just looking. I mean,
I pray so.
And we're just hoping.
I pray so.
And prayer is that Governor DeWine will stand by his campaign promise. He said he would sign it if it arrives on his desk. So we're gonna see what happens. We'll have to hold his feet to the fire if he balks.
I hope so, because, you know, this is a matter of life and death. This is good versus evil, and this is why God brings us to be salt of the earth. And if the salt loses its savor, what is it good for?
Right.
So when God raises men and women up to stand, and he raises us all, and we all have this pathway that we're supposed to go to follow him. Mine was to get involved in politics and to do what I've done. And it's a David and Goliath moment. It's no fun going through what I've gone through. I mean, I've been broke financially defending myself. I've lost all these appeals. I have all this evidence that I can prove that not only did they lie under oath, not only did I get convicted on perjured testimony, but the state withheld evidence that would have proved that the prosecutor had been shopping. I mean, the prosecutor shopped three prosecutors to find somebody, a special prosecutor, that would bring charges against me, because the first two said, no, there's nothing here. So with all of that, and I have proof that the former chairman of the Ohio Democrat Party, Chris Redfern, was boat buddies with the judge on my case, the retired judge. And he was tweeting selfies riding around on the judge's boat 89 days before my trial. Now, how corrupt is that? But yet, God is in control, and ultimately I know that whether I'm vindicated or not, his purpose, his ways are higher and better than our ways. And so I just wrote this book, like Checkmate, One Man's Fight Against Political Corruption. You can get it on Amazon. I'm going to write another book. I'm going to give an update. It's going to be called, you'll like this, it's called The Swamp at a Retail Level. It's you know, people think that this happens just in Washington, D.C., or this happens somewhere else, but my hometown is not that way. It's just as corrupt here in the local communities.
You're absolutely right.
When you go in a courtroom, you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
And, you know, and that right there should tell people something, because it's, you know, we all have been taught in our civics class, if they're still teaching that in school, that you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. Yeah. Stephen Krause, we've probably got about 3 minutes or so left in the program, and I know you're still involved in some things right now. People can hear you on 1220, can't they?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the very studio you're in, I'll be on every Monday night from 8 to 9 o'clock. It's called Roundtable with George Sotari, and I'm a co-host on that show. You can call in on this very same number here. And we'd love to have you on. As a matter of fact, in another 3 or 4 weeks, we're going to go to 2 hours from 7 to 9.
Oh, very good.
And Pastor Al, we'd love to have you call in.
Oh, that'd be great sometime. Yes, sir. And of course, you've got another book coming out. And what about political activity in the future? Do you have any immediate plans that you can share with us?
Yes. Well, a lot of people want me to run for Congress again. I just ran in the 2018 election, and I garnered 70,000 votes in the 9th Congressional District. And so a lot of people are encouraging me to run. So basically, I've told people I left my campaign account open, and if you feel so inclined, I need funds, obviously. You can go to www.krausforthehouse, that's HAUS.com. That's www.krausforthehouse.com. And if you'd like to donate, I need to raise funds. I had 70,000 people vote, so if 70,000 people give $20 for 2020, I'd have $1.4 million, and I could definitely take Marcy Kaptur out.
Well, that would be great.
She's a longstanding socialist.
Yeah, absolutely.
She needs to go.
Well, and, you know, we're talking with Steve Krause here. You're listening to Live with Pastor Al, and we're coming up on the end of the program here. Steve Krause, I want to thank you so much for being on the air with me. And like I said, I encourage people to tune in on Monday nights. You said 7 o'clock, I believe it was?
It's going to be 8 o'clock for the next 3 weeks, and then we'll pick up the second hour starting with 7 o'clock. So right
okay.
Now it's 8 to 9, and then in about another 3 weeks, and we'll announce that.
Right.
Pastor, I just want to say, to let you know, it's such a privilege to meet a godly man like you, like, you know, we did a couple weeks ago, and to be on the air and to share my heart and to hear your heart and to know that God is still in control.
Well,
God
and,
is still on the throne.
Yes.
And we read the end of the book. We know that we win at the end.
Absolutely. And we see God working still today. He, like he said in Daniel, he sets up kings. He takes them down. And we look at how he's been working in your life, the lives of others, how President Trump came to power against all the odds that he's going to, you know, and but with God on our side, you know, David can defeat a Goliath, can't they?
That's right. That's right. We'll be victors, not victims.
That's right. And we've got God on our side, and it doesn't take God and us to make the majority. God is the majority. Well, thank you, Stephen Krause, for being with us. And I know our listeners are going to keep tabs, and many of them will join you on Monday night at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock and listen to you there and check out the book Checkmate by Stephen W. Krause. Thanks so much for listening and joining us today. And Steve, thanks for joining us as well. Keep in the fight there. We'll be praying for you, and I'm sure we'll get you back on the air again sometime.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless. And join us again next time, Sunday night, and next Friday as well. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.